previously on Prison Break.
I'm so sorry. They got me and Sarah.
LJ and Sarah will be traded for Whistler. Are we clear?
I want a picture of my son and Sarah to prove they're alive.
I will have a court date one of these days and you won't be there.
You're on your own.
Sofia Lugo. Soy la novia de James Whistler.
Why does he want this?
He's just a fisherman.
Tell your fisherman friend Schofield's brother has this.
Just take the bounty off, Whistler.
Whistler, don't be mad at me, Matt.
There are ways I can be of assistance.
Whistler's clear.
Clear as a blue sky, brother.
So how are we getting out of here?
I have no idea.
$50.
I'm talking about the millions, Bobby. The backpack. There are all sorts of cash in that thing.
You replaced the crash that got you back, but the backpack's gone. Any money I dig out's for my brother. Remember him? Tall guy? Kind of thin. Busted your ass out of jail.
I feel bad about Mike. I do, Link. But not all of us got exonerated, you know.
Pretty clear on that.
I can't ever go home again.
You got problems with
me? You ain't the only one, Link.
That's right. We're all guilty of something, man. All of us. Not them.
I want to help. But it seems like it's only getting deeper and deeper. Look, I just want money to get back on my feet, and that's it, Link. Link? Never mind.
Long for man to become animal, no? The smart ones go for his bunk first.
What do the dumb ones do?
Yeah, I was here first.
Mumpy bitch, you've been here 2 days.
I mean, I was the first one to the shoe, you sack in the cocks. Now hand it over.
You asking for a chicken footprint. You want the shoe? You got to come and get it.
Into the bowl. Leave him, leave him.
I just wanted to express my thanks for Whistler.
I'm afraid I have no idea what you're talking about.
My mistake. Anyway, I thought maybe we could make some kind of arrangement. Maybe I could help out around Sona.
Come here, boy. Leave. You have me? I'm the bucky master here, boy. Me, not you. So if anyone want anything with Sona, it's me them I come to. So do not walk in here asking for some favor like we have some understanding. No. We do not. The next time you roll in here like that, boy, the only thing you ask me for is mercy. See? Go on, boy.
Now your mama calling you.
Regresen.
That bad, huh?
It's not good.
You follow that message you got from Whistler. It's all about some book, a bird guide, names and numbers on it.
Any clues about who we might be?
We weren't the only ones following his directions. This girl was there. It says it's some kind of fisherman.
Yeah, sure he is.
Listen, Natalie, I want you to check something out. The way she's holding the paper, it's like she's pointing at something.
It's too small. I can't read it.
This is today's paper. She's pointing at Santa Rita. It's a small town 20 miles from here.
She's trying to tell us where she is. I have to talk to her, like.
Even if they let you talk to her, man, it'd be listening to every word you said. You can't do that.
We're gonna need more than the name of that town. I'm coming up empty-handed here, Link. It's already been 3 days. I got nothing to show for it. So if I can't break Whistler out of here, you're gonna have to break them out of there.
What's the deal, man? When's moving day?
I'll tell you the plan when you tell me who you are.
I'm a fisherman.
Really? So am I.
You're worried about trusting me? My life is in your hands. How am I supposed to know that I can trust you?
No.
Booyah!
Hey.
You ready, Scott? Number one, right? You watch the sports center?
Not recently, look. Get my hands on a phone.
I need to get my hands on some pechos. But that ain't gonna happen either, is it? Who you gotta call so important anyway?
Sarah.
Absolutely not.
And any request is a dictation of terms. My brother ain't thinking about escape till he talks to Sarah.
Oh, that's sweet. I can assure you of two things, Lincoln. One, that Sarah's fine. And two, you have a better chance of banging me on that bar than you do of talking to her.
I appreciate the offer, Lopez.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, what if that's a dictation of terms?
It's not a matter of negotiation. Government rip out all the phones. When they find out Batman and Sona are still setting up deals, making bang bangs just like before. They just did it over the phone.
Well, if they cut the lines, maybe we can fix it.
There's nothing to fix, bro. There used to be a whole row of them all along the wall, but they're gone now.
If you have no more questions, I'm just gonna get going.
Michael got the bounty off Whistler's head in 2 days. That's more than your people could do in 2 weeks. Show some goodwill.
He'll get his goodwill when Whistler's out.
One thing you should know about my brother. He's very stubborn. You want him to fetch, you throw him a bone.
How does Michael think he's going to get his hands on a phone inside Sona?
What about cell phones? With all the traffic moving in and out of here?
Cell phone big? No. Only one man has access to it. And he would never let a zanahoria like you get his hands on it.
Let me guess.
What is?
It's a weekly from the operations on the outside. Gravedigger dropped it off.
Couldn't be. This ain't going way 210.
Stuff's just moving a little slower on the outside these days.
Stuff moving slower? Somebody making it move slower. Hey, Doro. Set up some of the barber downstairs for me, huh?
Yes, sir. No problem at all.
You tell that bitch. If she nicked me with a razor again, I'm going to use it on her. You're still lovely.
Oh, please, I haven't showered in 3 days.
Whatever you smell like.
It's a significant upgrade.
When I didn't hear from you,
I'm sorry. I warned you it might be a bit...
I know. It's just... Every time they dragged out a body...
Look at me. I promise you, when I leave this place, it won't be like that.
Okay.
Now, were you able to find my book?
Yeah. But there was this guy. He followed me.
What guy?
I don't know.
Did he hurt you?
No, but he took it. I'm sorry. I didn't know what to do.
What did he look like?
Shaved head, kind of big. He said to tell you that Schofield's brother has it now. Who's Schofield? Who's Schofield?
No one. He's just, he's someone I'm working with. He's gonna help me get out of here.
He's a lawyer?
Basically.
That's why you want him to have the book.
Look, Sophia, the less you know about this, the safer you'll be.
The less I know, the less help I'll be.
Exactly. I just need you to lay low for a while, okay, sweetie?
What the hell is going on, James? What is so important about this book?
Nothing. It just has notes in it. You know, phone numbers. It's people who know people that are going to help me get out of here.
You're lying.
Why would I lie to you? You're the only person in the world that I can trust. Come here. Come here. I just need you to trust me.
Until what?
Nothing.
Firma, por favor.
You looking for something, Blanquito?
Yeah, I am.
What you looking for then?
Silver. Something to pass the time.
You got paper? Go down to the lost and found with the rest of them. They'll hook you up proper.
I find you sniffing around where you don't belong, you'll find yourself in that ring again against me. I don't like your odds.
Tell my cousin better make himself available. Better him short money than me short patience. And I'll comprende, boy. You're the judge. Theodore, go and get me laundry, no?
Sure thing, Bob. Oh, I almost forgot. I talked to the barber. She's going to squeeze you in today around 2. If that pleases you, Patron.
Patron.
I think it's time you made good on all the bad you've done, Theodore. You and me, we're gonna make a deal. Lucero has a cell phone. I need it.
No problem. Shall I turn water into wine while I'm at it? Maybe give the guy's mother a good rogering?
Should be a little old for your taste, no?
Careful, pretty. Don't bite the hand you're trying to get fed out of.
I'm not looking for food. I'm looking for a favor.
Why the hell should I do you a favor, huh?
Because I'm like your new compadres. I know who you are, what you've done, and who you've done it to.
Let me get this straight. You're saying you're going to tell on me?
What I'm saying is, this here is a religious country. And I'm willing to bet the good folks down in Panama don't take too kindly to rapists and pedophiles. You want to bet against me?
Listen, mate. Here's what I know so far. I know you've got a brother helping on the outside. I know you ran into my girlfriend. And I know we took a book from her that belongs to me. I'd like it back.
What's so special about this book?
Well, unless it has directions out of this prison, I don't think it should really matter to you.
You don't know what matters to me.
You can get that book back when you have some.
Oh, yeah? And when the hell is that exactly? Because so far I haven't seen bollocks in the way of breaking out of here.
Okay. Let me tell you what I know so far. Some very bad people who've done some very bad things want you alive and out of this prison. Which is why every bone in my body is telling me to do the opposite.
Then why are you doing it?
You're upset because someone took a book from you. This is what they took from me. So let's be clear. This is what matters to me. Not you. And not your book.
Hello.
Cousin, how's it?
Hey, Gusto. You tell me, man.
Oh, business is cyclical, Dandara. Ebbs and flows, ebbs and flows.
Seems like there's more ebbing than flowing these days, huh?
You think?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I think, man. I think a blackguard is trying to steal my business.
And?
He's taking advantage of my situation. If their mistakes have been made, all I need is some honesty, man.
No mistakes, patron, I swear.
Maybe the problem is on the outside. Maybe the problem is... Hey, Gusto. Hey, Gusto.
Plus, about your dead. The blood fire. I'm a phone come on blood, huh? My battery dead. No, no, you know nothing, huh?
Raul Darinda, I'm the public defender appointed to your case.
That's great. I've been putting together some notes that I...
Looks like I have some great news. We got you a trial date.
That's really... Thank God. I think of when?
June 13.
I don't know. Wait. The 13th. The 13th. That was last week. But what? We missed it?
June 13 of next year, Mr. Mahone.
Next year? How the hell is that great news?
It usually takes 2.5 years for a non-citizen to get before a judge.
I've got a guy in here. His name is Michael Schofield, and he will testify that he set me up and that he put the drugs on the boat.
Which will all be taken into consideration...
A year from now!
I'm going to have to ask you to calm down, Mr. Mahone.
It's open and shut. It's a no-brainer for you. I got a guy...
The notion of one inmate taking the fall for another is not exactly fresh. And usually means someone was pressured into the confession.
Well, here's the thing, Raul. I require a certain medication, and they just don't provide here. And I'm... let's just say that it's, it would be good for everybody if I got this medication.
Is that a threat?
No. No, it's a reality. It's called Veritril. And if you...
Look, if you're asking me to smuggle drugs into this prison, then...
No, I'm not asking you to smuggle. I'm just saying, if you could get...
Good luck, Mr. Mahoney.
Please, what?
Marina, son of a...
Our boss, it's almost 2 o'clock.
All right.
You want your cell phone, brother?
No, just be a half hour. Leave it for charge.
Dead, you hear me? Because my Alabama ass is not going down alone.
Yeah.
Tell Sarah to call me at this number.
All right, but this Susan chick, she hasn't even agreed to it yet, man.
What? I only have 25 minutes with this phone, Rick.
I'm meeting her right now, but listen, Snyderia ain't a one-horse town. We gotta hope that Sarah can give us some kind of clue as to where...
Just get her on the line. Just get her on the line, okay? This is a one-shot deal.
Yeah, I know, man.
23 minutes.
I'm nearly there.
Hey, looks like we got off on the wrong foot here. I'm not a violent guy. I just need that shoe. I can't hardly walk into this place. It changes people. Or I never even got your name.
Pistachio.
Pistachio? Now that's a beautiful name.
What you want then?
Well, I was hoping we could make some kind of deal, Trey.
The only thing you got to sell? Me don't want to buy. I like me men a little more, how you say, not fat.
Fat? This is all muscle, and I'd prove it to you if I didn't think you'd take things south of the border. Now, hold on. This is a negotiation. You don't have to...
I'm not gonna cut you. I got clients.
Hit.
Welcome, Patron. I'm so honored to have you.
Just quick.
Where the hell have you been?
Oh, girl's gotta look her best.
Just seen a game, sister.
Back the hell up.
It's becoming pretty clear you need us. So stop pretending you're in charge and give us what we want when we want it. Starting with the damn phone call.
Sarah. lost cause. She said she could see it was a lost cause.
So?
The patron saint of lost causes is Saint Rita. She was never telling us where they were. She was telling us what they could see from where they were.
He's on his way. We need to get that bull back like Rapido.
One more thing.
Come on, Freddy. Stole him.
She said something about needing more time. She said it's like they were giving us until midnight, but she was sitting at 3 a.m.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe they're near a clock or something. That's all I got. Listen, I gotta go. It's up to you.
Something you should know.
What?
I think that barber might have...
Coming.
No. Oh, my mistake, honey. No, in fact, that there might just be the best shave I have ever seen.
What? It looks like you need one today.
How might you do that? You can't be walking around looking all, boo-too.
Boo-too.
¿Qué pasó, jefe?
What the hell you're doing to James Whistler?
I'm doing nothing to James Whistler. Listen, we're on the same team, all right? Take it easy. Just put the knife away. Put the knife away. Put the knife away.
We're not in the same team.
You want your boy out of Sonar, right? Right?
Of course.
Well, I'm one of the guys who's going to break him out.
No, no. I talked to him this morning. He has a lawyer.
I don't know what he's told you or who he is.
I know who he is.
Right, a fisherman that people want out so badly, they're willing to kidnap my son to get him. Listen, you need to talk to him. You need to talk to him.
Where to, my friend?
Looking for a statue, a monument. Saint Rita. Says it's in your...
The Lady of the Lost Causes.
Yeah, that's it.
The red light district. You looking straight? You looking to party?
Yeah.
You all right?
What do you want?
Let you know you don't have to watch your back. Make sure I don't have to watch mine. My head was a free ticket out of here. I don't begrudge anyone who did what they had to do to try and get it. Besides, you never know when you'll need a friend in this place.
Where are you from?
Boardman, Ohio.
Kalbarri.
Australia. Good fishing.
You've been?
Passed through.
Small world. What the hell are you doing in Panama?
I'm not really in the mood.
You're that cop, aren't you?
You know, I was looking at that Schofield. I was trying to figure why it looks so bloody familiar. Then just now, hearing your voice.
I remember watching the press when that first happened.
And now you're in it together.
Small world.
You're trying to get him out of here? Expedition or
whatever? I'm not really in that line of work anymore.
What's he all about, Schofield? I mean, is he dangerous?
What's it to you?
Just curious as to what kind of chap I'm dealing with.
I guess it depends on why you'd be dealing with him.
Like I said, you never know when you
need a friend.
Yeah.
See, one thing about Schofield is that for those that he cares about, he'll do just about anything. But he'll screw you three ways to Sunday if he doesn't.
I can guess which side you ended up on.
Well,
thanks for the chat.
You know, I really just came by.
No, you came by because you wanted to find out more about Schofield, but that's cool. We're squared away.
Is that the only thing about St. Rita in this town?
That I do not know, my friend.
Excuse me, is there a clock around here? A clock?
No, no comprendo.
Excuse me, have you seen these people?
No, no, señor.
Huh?
No?
No.
No.
The clock. The clock, the clock, the clock.
She said, it's like they were giving us up to midnight.
It was at 12.
She was sitting at 3 a.m.
Place. I just couldn't get to them in time.
Did you see them? Did they look alright?
As far as I could tell, yeah. You can keep that. Keep it as a souvenir and give it to Sarah when this is all done. Micah, we can do this. They wouldn't have gone to all this trouble to put you in here if it wasn't possible to get out. We can do this. We can do it.
Friend, the one in the picture, you say she's the reason you're here. Then we have something in common. The woman your brother met on the outside. Her name is Sophia. She's the reason I'm here.
Unless this Sophia is being held at gunpoint, we got nothing in common. No.
Maybe you could start by telling me why the company's so interested in you.
What company?
I don't have time for games.
Okay. Okay, look. Look. I've been splitting time between here and the Pacific Northwest running charters.
Fishing.
Fishing. Sightseeing. Whatever was paying the bloody rent. Now, about a year ago, I took a guy out. He was some sort of naturalist. He was taking water samples, measurements.
What for?
I don't know. I didn't really care as long as the check cleared. But here's the thing. A few months later, I get a call from somebody wanting to know where I took the guy. And I told them I couldn't remember. But then these government times, they started showing up at my flat asking questions. And I didn't know what to do. So I got low, I came down to Panama, and I moved in with Sophia full time. Until
the fight tomorrow.
Yeah. And then I end up here, where those same people show up at visitation, saying they're going to get me out. And when they do, I'm to take them to the same place that I took that guy.
That's why I need to book your brother, Cot.
My trip log. I write notes in the margins, you know, coordinates, landmarks. I need to retrace my steps and find that location. I don't have a choice.
That's a really interesting story. But if that book's as valuable as you say it is, maybe I should hold on to it for a little while. Make sure they hold up their end of the deal.
You don't get this, Steve. I need time.
The only thing I'm responsible for is getting you out of here. Whatever's between you and them is between you and them. I'm sorry.
All right. Do you have any idea how we're going to do this? All I keep hearing is how no one gets out of this place.
I think I've heard that one before.
The sugar cane so sweet, the mango so sweet, the women so... Well, if it isn't the entertainer. How about a joke for us, boy?
Not now, fellas, I gotta go.
Why don't you do a little dance for us, huh? How about a little jig? Huh? Maybe you need an extra hand.
Me.
That's right. I do get you, boy. You might have fooled him, but you're not fooling me.
Excuse me, boss.
I ask you for privacy.
I just came in to thank you. Forgive me a hand up in here, but if it's all the same, I just like to be relieved of my duties.
What are you talking about?
There's some loyalty issues going on, and I do not want to end up torn between my fidelity to you and the reality of having to keep my nose clean. I've been around long enough to know that when the dominoes start falling, it's the new guy who gets blamed for bumping the table.
You just stop spinning and start talking straight.
No! I ain't no rat.
I'm attempting you to be... a rat. I'm asking you to be a friend. Huh? As I've been with you. Okay.
I was walking earlier and I heard some voices talking about to hell with Lechero. I want my cut. Now, I couldn't tell who it was, but when I got around the corner, I recognized the faces, the very same faces I've seen in this room. Now, I got nothing to gain here, okay? I'm a nobody with no hope of being anyone. But those that surround you have everything to gain if you fall. I hope this makes us even.
What I've given you can't be repaid with one favor. I deny your request. You're gonna stay on. As my ears, you'll report back to me everything you hear when I'm not around.
Michael, better than some apparently.
You know, it's interesting how
You don't seem rattled at all by our current accommodations. Could it be because maybe you're not planning on being in them much longer?
It's like I told you before, Alex, this is the end of the line for both of us.
How about this? You stop me when I'm wrong. Company wanted you here in Panama alive, but framed for murder. And then, for some strange reason, you seem to really care about the fate of this Whistler guy. And I got to tell you something. He's really curious about you, too. Let's see. What special talents do you have that the company might make the decision that you are worth more to them alive than dead? What do you say there, Mike? Am I getting warm yet?
I think you better pop another pill, because that's crazy.
Oh, so you don't mind if I kill him?
Whistler. I think the question is, what would the company mind? The question is, what would they do to you? To the ones you love. Be careful, Alex.
Okay.
Look, you had to try. I probably would have done the same thing myself if I were you. But let's be perfectly clear. You're never going to try anything like that again.
I understand.
Yeah, but just to make sure that you do. I left you a little something in the garage. It's by the trash.